I'm delighted now to welcome back to the Radio Cafe Sanjit Sethi. He is executive director of the Santa Fe Art Institute, and we're joined by Robert Gomez Hernandez, who is the design strategy manager there. Welcome to the Radio Cafe.
Thank you so much for having us, Charlotte.
Yeah.
So this Thursday, coming up in a few days, Thursday the 19th, is an event that you have called 140, which is an event where basically people get 140 seconds to talk about whatever they want. How does it work?
Yeah, you know, SFAI 140 is a remarkable event where it really focuses on the creative nexus and energy that's generated here in the city of Santa Fe. We invite our artists and residents that come from all over the world to present their work alongside of members of the Northern New Mexico community that we think are doing remarkable things. We have no kind of limitations on the type of work that they're doing, but rather just that they're doing things in a very inspiring fashion. And so we give them all an opportunity to talk about their work in one evening. The only limitation, like you mentioned, is they talk about their work for 140 seconds each.
Which is not very long, or is it? I mean, can you get a lot done in that amount of time?
You know, the inspiration for this in part was the 140-character tweets that we saw as being so seminal towards transformation in the Middle East during the Arab Spring. And on the other hand, it's also the inspiration for this is Abe Lincoln with his seminal Gettysburg Address lasting just a little bit over 2 minutes long. The premise here is that seminal ideas don't need a long time to be transmitted. In fact, in some cases, seminal ideas are most effective as they're transmitted in very short periods of time.
In addition to speaking for 2 minutes and 20 seconds, they also put up a certain number of slides, or PowerPoint, whatever they're called.
Mm-hmm. That's right. Yeah, the presenters get a title slide that we supply them, and then they get 6 slides that they've chosen, and they've submitted to us. The slides are on an automatic timer, so they're every 20 seconds. So we'll do a bank of the first half of presenters, and they'll come one right after the other. So there's a degree of theater to this, too, because some people finish their presentations with time to spare, and they're actually standing up there waiting for the next title slide. And then some people are basically just kind of running until the last minute. And so it just really depends on the presenter, but it's very exciting.
And I guess if you're really going to do a good job, you practice the living heck out of it before you go up there.
Yeah, I think that's one of the things that's really exciting about, you know, what we're doing, that, you know, this short amount of time allows, you know, a variety of presenters. So say if you gave one person an hour and a half, it's not the same as being able to bring in, you know, 22 different presenters, which we have this year, international, local, to be able to speak on a variety of different ideas. And so, you know, one thing that we're really excited about there is that, you know, in those rehearsals, in those, you know, 140 seconds, that each presenter is very, very carefully crafting everything that they say. And so it's really the essence of their practice, of the ideas that they're exploring, or their personal history. And that's something that we're really excited about, is having them distill to only the most important thing they want to say in 140 seconds.
What are some of the ideas and people who have presented in the past?
Yeah, you know, it's really around the gamut. We've had artists in residence that have come as far away as Pakistan and Japan present their work. We've had individuals that have run local nonprofits here that have been part of local advocacy, everything from immigration-based advocacy to environmental advocacy. It's really, I mean, when I look at the lineup of this Thursday's group of presenters, it's an impressive group of individuals. We have Dalin Maybe, from the head of SWIA, that's presenting. Marsha Bowles, the head of the museum, International Museum of Folk Art. It really kind of runs the gamut. Peter Ives, the mayor pro tem of the city, is also presenting. So it really deals with everything from people that are invested in kind of the civic institution of Santa Fe to cultural institutions to advocacy. The medical director of La Familia is presenting. So it really, again, runs the gamut for us.
It's interesting, too, because it's something that you do for the public, but it seems like it's very much integral to what SFAI is, and the way you work, for example, giving voice to the residents who otherwise really wouldn't necessarily be seen by anybody else in the community here?
You know, I think part of that is to say that SFAI is taking a stand to say that we don't exist in a vacuum. And I think people are better able to understand the practice of our artists in residence by understanding that practice in contrast to people locally that are doing amazing and interesting things that may have nothing to do with their practice. So one thing that is going on right now before the presentations occur on Thursday is that I go through and craft the list of the presenters themselves and the presenter order. And that's really particularly important because we want to have a degree of contrast. We want the artist whose work is really in performance and community-based practice to contrast against someone that's stewarding a local environmental organization, and to see that kind of that contrast in that context of their practice. And so the idea is to also really say that this isn't much a presentation about local ideas as it is about our gifted group of national and internationally known artists.
Yeah, and to build on that also, we like to think of SFAI as a hub for social change, right? So this is a center where people from all over the world, all over our community, can come together and meet and exchange ideas. So part of the important conversation doesn't just happen in the presentations themselves, but in having the opportunity for those connections to come together. So say we have, you know, a resident from Boston, Massachusetts, come and give a talk on, you know, whatever work that they're doing, and we have somebody local that is thinking about the same ideas, and that leads to a collaboration in the future, right? So that is something that we really like, that we're really excited about as well, is this is really a catalyst for a lot of different things. And so when the community comes, they don't just have the opportunity to listen to these talks, they have the opportunity to network, they have the opportunity to be inspired and really lead to something down the road.
Very interesting. So all of this is happening this coming Thursday, the 19th of March at 7 o'clock at the Santa Fe Art Institute, which is on the campus of the Santa Fe University of Art and Design. And it's that beautiful building when you come in the driveway and turn right, and then you go all the way down to the end. You kind of can't miss it. It's a really lovely place, both on the outside and on the inside. Now, you've got an awful lot going on at SFAI. One of the things that's coming up is the Summer Design Workshop.
The SFAI Design Workshop, this will be the second summer that we're running this, and it'll also be the second summer that we're running this in collaboration with the Public Housing Authority at the San Domingo Pueblo. SFAI Design Workshop is built upon the premise of taking high school students for a six-week intensive course and teaching them skills around design thinking and community engagement. It's for 6 weeks. And it's 4 days a week. So they start to understand research skills. They start to understand how to build things. And then they go out and interview individuals and try to understand issues around empathic design and how community engagement combined with critical thinking can really change lives. And so what we're doing is looking for gifted students that don't necessarily have a background in fine art or design for that matter, but are rather interested in seeing how their world can be transformed around them through the work that they can do.
If they do have some background in fine art or design, that's cool too.
Absolutely, absolutely. But we're just not limiting it to it. It's not simply kind of an art camp. It's not simply kind of a design camp, if you will. It's about getting together people that are critical thinkers that aren't afraid of using their hands. And our first inaugural run of this was a great success, and we're really looking forward to great things for this summer.
What happened in the first inaugural run? What did it look like?
One of the projects that that the students worked on was specifically focusing on a proposed pedestrian walkway between the train station and the village itself. And the students were building prototypes of resting areas for that pedestrian pathway. And in the end, one of the culminative ideas is that they took one individual student's successful prototypes and built a full-scale prototype on site itself, which was pretty impressive. And so this year we're still working out what exactly the projects will be, but it'll be in context with the impressive work that the Santo Domingo Public Housing Authority is doing out there.
How many kids end up in the program?
Well, we're hoping for a cohort of at least 14 students.
So that's a nice number to really learn to work together.
That's right. And I think that one thing that we're looking forward to is the lead faculty member is a gentleman named Joseph Kunkel, who's been an Enterprise Rose Architectural Fellow, and he's going to be the lead faculty member again. And his specific skill sets around issues around community-based design and working with Native communities is really an impressive one, and it's something that he very much imparts to the students he works with. So students get they gain over the 6 weeks an understanding of what design is, how to build things, how do you talk with communities, how is a tool like empathy used in their own lives, and how can it be used to affect positive change specifically through the lens of the built world.
And are there Native students who are part of the program as well?
Well, we're hoping to go ahead and have, as part of the cohort, Native students involved in this summer's program.
And one thing that's exciting also about the design workshop is that we offer college credit, right? So there are students that may be interested in design and architecture, and they may not actually be sure where how they're going to pursue it in the future, but this is really a unique opportunity for individuals to come together with a community with a very vibrant history. You know, the Pueblos are in New Mexico are renowned in the world for the sustainable living, for the different types of architecture, and the way the decision-making is done. So for these students that may be interested, not sure if they're looking to study art or architecture or design, they can come together with a really unique Pueblo to be able to explore those ideas. And so that's something that we're really excited about, to be able to offer that college credit as well.
So college credit, even though they're only in high school?
Exactly, and that's something that we're really excited to partner with IAIA, to be able to offer that, right? So there's a rigorous process that we go through in terms of being able to select our students, but also make sure that they go through the correct steps to be able to be sure that as they're going through these principles, they're doing it in the same way that they would at the University of New Mexico or wherever else.
Very, very interesting. So all of this happening at the Santa Fe Art Institute. There's another event that we wanted to talk about, which you're doing in conjunction with Edible Santa Fe.
That's right. As part of the Month of Women in Creativity, we're hosting one of the Edible Santa Fe dinners that have been occurring once a week next Tuesday at SFAI.
Edible Santa Fe dinners, opposed to inedible.
Inedible, exactly.
Well, that's the name of the organization. What they're doing is they're bringing together women in creativity. And, you know, so we have, you know, a really unique lineup that of the cuisine that's happening there. It's a combination of ancestral New Mexican cuisine and with a contemporary twist. So there's some exciting things there. People that also attend our dinner have the opportunity to hear some short presentations from our SFAI Food Justice residents. So, you know, our residency now, we have thematic programs. Our residents that are here at SFAI, they are specifically looking at the way food can be used to create some type of positive social change. So we'll have a unique, you know, selection of the conversation there as well. It's not just a delicious dinner. It's also very intellectually stimulating to see how, you know, food can promote positive change.
Talk more about the food justice program.
Sure. So the premise of our thematic residency focus is that every fall our residents will come in and for the most part focus on a topic that we think is tremendously important locally and has a great degree of international and national traction. So we're almost finishing with our focus on food justice. So we've had artists and residents that have come in from all over the world that have focused in some way, shape, or form from their own practice on issues around food, food security, and food justice. Right now we have a very thriving cohort currently in our residency program this month, which people will be able to hear at the SFAI 140 presentations. And so we have everyone from individuals that are working on the idea of feminist identity through hunting to looking at issues around the taboo subject of equine protein or horse meat itself, to how do you go ahead and activate change through community-based gardening practices, to other narratives around what's considered to be sustainable versus what's considered to be not sustainable. It really kind of runs the gamut. And so for us, it's really about building up this body of knowledge from all these different creative individuals as to how they're focusing on creativity and food. And what we've been able to do while they've been here is connect them with a great group of local individuals and organizations that are so committed to these issues itself.
I mean, when you think about an art institute and then you think about things like the promotion of horse meat, you know, it's like, where's the artistic creative component in that?
I think it's really about inquiry, in the sense it's really about, we're trying to bring together creative minds and critical thinkers to go ahead and see how, by thinking differently, can we go ahead and address pressing social issues. So on one hand, that's about an aesthetic experience, but on the other hand, that's also about an investigative experience, and on a certain level, it's also about a critical and an engaged experience. So how do we bring these individuals together and to build something that's greater than the sum of its parts?
The artists you have, I would think, run the gamut of genres, from visual artists to writers and...
They do. That's right. Yeah, we have everyone from people that are working in a very formal capacity that you'd expect from a traditional artist residency program, and we celebrate the work that they do. People that are working from a performative capacity, people that are working in a poetic capacity, that are doing writing, that are doing research, that are doing curatorial work. It really kind of runs the gamut, and we really celebrate those diverse forms of creativity. We're going to see more and more designers and architects be part and parcel of the creative milieu that we see at SFAI as we move into the future. And I think that's something that we embrace because as Robert and I are both trained formally as artists, rarely do you see an individual that sticks to one particular medium. Rather, more and more of the creative practitioners that you see today also, like Robert, has skills in video editing and design as much as one does in more formal art practices. And so we as an organization really embrace that. We embrace the fact that it's an architect that wants to go ahead and come in and do a series of paintings based on data sets involving issues around local migration patterns here. We embrace that as much as we do the installation artist that wants to work with to recreate old native gardens in urban medians or something like that. So for us, it's about being open and flexible.
So what we have coming up is Santa Fe Art Institute 140, one evening, 20 presenters, 140 seconds each. That's this Thursday at 7 in the evening. And then next week, the Edible Santa Fe Dinner is on Tuesday, the 24th of March, and people can find out more about that and get tickets at ediblesantafe.com. And finally, the design workshop for young people, for high school students. It starts on the 1st of June, but the applications are due by the 1st of May. And so people can also go to sfai.org, which is Santa Fe Art Institute's website. Anything else you want to let us know before we go?
I just encourage people to sign up for our newsletter on our website and check out some of our exciting events. We're doing a series called Conversations at SFAI, which is our version of our artist lecture series, but it's bringing in creative individuals, one of our artists in residence, presenting alongside someone locally. But unlike SFAI 140, where it's only for 140 seconds each, this time it's a great deal longer. And so it's where we'll have each presenter speak for about 30 minutes each, and then we have a broader community-based conversation. And so our next one's on April 22nd, and we're looking forward to having the artist collaborative, M12, that's out of Byers, Colorado, be one of the presenters.
Very interesting, and we'll let people know more about that as the time draws nearer. I want to thank both of you very much for being with us on the Radio Cafe. Sanjit Sethi is Executive Director of the Santa Fe Art Institute, and Robert Gomez Hernandez is Design Strategy Manager. Thanks for being on the Radio Cafe.
Thanks so much, Mary Charlotte.